You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Hello, and this is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to the eMusician Podcast Show here on EPN, where we feature different individuals in the music industry, and as you get a chance to hear how, as musicians, authors, and entrepreneurs, they are growing their fan bases, their experiences, successes, and or setbacks, and more. Today we're speaking with the founder of Verdict Records, Mr. Rod Clemons, a talented musician, songwriter, and producer from New York. Mr. Clemons, welcome to the eMusician Podcast Show here on EPN.
Thank you. It is a pleasure to be here with you.
And you're most welcome, and looking forward to hearing more about what you're up to and some of your successes and what's going on in your neck of the woods. So first of all, for starters, and to help us understand some of your background as well, tell us about your latest album, What's Up, It's Me, and how it's different from past albums you've produced in the past.
Well, first of all, it's mine versus producing for everybody else. but it's my debut album. I mean, I've been producing for a lot of people for more than 20 years. Of different styles of music, pop and rock, and children's music, and R&B, and contemporary country, and all kinds of stuff. But this one was definitely a project that enabled me to express myself in a lot of different ways, with a lot of different personal things that I was going through, like the death of my father, and all the way around to a song that I wrote for my mother as a gift for her for Mother's Day, to an angry song I wrote about a conversation I had with my then wife at the time. And notice I said then, which means we are no longer together. And on and on it goes. It's just a lot of different emotional types of responses to things that I was dealing with. But it was good. It was very cathartic. It enabled me to get all that stuff out of my system, and now I'm just having a good time performing.
Yeah, some real life stuff and incidences and experiences there, and I'm sure that it's some of the motivation for some of your music as well. Now, tell us what inspired you to produce this particular project.
Well, actually, the very first song that I wrote and on the album and worked on is the title track, "What's Up, It's Me," and that was inspired by the passing of my father. And actually the song is a metaphor. It is as if it is as if my father could speak to me from heaven and I'm speaking to him here on earth. So the verses are him speaking to me from heaven, and the choruses are a back and forth between the two of us. So that was the very first song. And, I always knew that, you know, I was going to complete this album, but it literally took years to do because, again, I was busy making a living producing stuff for other people. But that was, you know, sort of the beginning, the roots of the album.
And certainly understand the inspiration there from personal experience as well. Tell us, what do you think the most important component is when creating new material?
Well, being a trained musician first, and, you know, I studied classical piano from the time I was about 3 or 4 until I graduated from college. So music is the first thing that comes to me before lyrics or anything like that. And it can be music and melody, in fact. And to me, it is the harmonic vocabulary, in other words, the chords of a song, that can help obviously tell the story of what the lyrics are trying to say. There are lots of different ways that chord progressions can go. And, you know, sometimes, like if you're trying to bring across something that is an atmosphere of confusion or an atmosphere of disorientation or an atmosphere of sadness or whatever, a lot of that is going to depend on the chord progressions that you use. So that's the first thing that comes to my mind. Then, of course, I'm also inspired by whatever may be happening right around me at the moment. For example, I have a song that I'm working on for my next album, and it basically is all about the chaos that seems to be going on now on many levels, personally, societally, publicly, nationally, internationally, and so I'm calling the song Racket, because it's like everything is a racket. Everything is just coming at you all at once. And so the chords that I'm choosing tend to accentuate that. So that's kind of what I deal with in terms of songwriting.
I like it. Today we're joined by the founder of Verdict Records, Mr. Rod Clemons, a talented musician, songwriter, and producer from New York, here on the E-Musician Podcast Show, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Continuing on, Mr. Clemons, what do you enjoy most about being a performer and musician?
Well, what I really enjoy about being a musician, and I'm so grateful for every day, is the fact that I'm trained so, rigorously trained. You know, I went to the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music, which is arguably one of the best university schools of music in the world. And you are exposed to a lot of real world circumstances that you're going to find yourself in as a musician and a performer. So I love the fact that I can go to concerts of any kind and understand harmonically what's going on, melodically what's going on. I can appreciate it. I can interpret it. I can execute it. I can, you know, I mean, it's just fun. I love to do stuff like that. And I will go to concerts sometimes with friends, and I'm, you know, all off into the music and crying and looking up in the air and all that stuff. And, you know, people are looking at me like, is he losing his mind? But I love that. As far as performing, I love to be able to bring entertainment and rhythm and as a performer, I want to take you somewhere else. When you come and see me and this concert is over, I want you to have had an experience, not just a concert, but something that you will. I remember when I went to hear Chaka Khan for the first time back in the 90s, and I was just so enthralled by her that I remember telling a friend of mine, I need to walk home so I can get tired enough to go to sleep, because I am so inspired by this woman that, you know, I could just fly right now. That's the kind of thing I want any audience member that will come and see me. I want them to have that same experience.
And Rod, when people listen to your music, what's the one thing that you'd like them to take from it?
That's a very good question. One thing that I would love to see, and actually I have gotten this reaction from lots of people, because you know, a lot of times people on Saturday, they get up, they put on some music, they vacuum the house and wash the dishes and take the garbage out and dust the furniture and blah blah blah, and that's nice. There's nothing wrong with that, but I have had so many people tell me, you know what, I got up and I was intending to do all that, and then I put your album on, and suddenly I just found myself sitting there. I just had to sit and listen. I could not get up and walk away from it. And that's something that I would hope that listening to my album would do, is to, again, take you on a journey, and it just makes you kind of stop and listen to what I'm saying, what I'm talking about. Hopefully I'm saying and singing about things that, you know, a lot of people can relate to. And that's what I would like for people to be able to walk away with, and to be emotionally fulfilled as well, because music is all about emotion. Music evokes emotional response, and I would like for people to have that kind of response when they listen to me.
Well, Rod, you've certainly sold me, and I couldn't ask for a better response there, and thanks for that. Where can listeners get more information on you and follow you on social media, as well as pick up your music?
You can follow me on Facebook at facebook.com/verdictrecordsllc, and that's verdict as in guilty or innocent. facebook.com/verdictrecordsllc. Also on Twitter, at Clemons_Rod. My album is available on just about every online music platform, iTunes, TuneCore. You can find it at iTunes.com/Rod Clemens, CDBaby.com/Rod Clemens 12. Both the CD copies and also downloads you can find. BarnesandNoble.com, FYE.com, just about any online music platform you can find my album.
Well, Mr. Clemens, it certainly has been awesome to have had you with us today. Continued success, and thanks so much for joining us here today on the E-Musician Podcast Show.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure being with you.
And it's been with great pleasure to have had you with us as well. We've been speaking with the founder of Verdict Records, Mr. Rod Clemens, a talented musician, songwriter, and producer from New York. And you can follow him on Facebook at facebook.com/Verdict Records LLC or Twitter at twitter.com/Clemens_Rod. Now let's listen to a clip of Mr. Rod Clemens' work. You've been listening to the E-Musician Podcast Show here on EPN. This is Eric Dye, and we do thank you for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.